It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about family just ahead of the Summer Olympic Games in Paris, which start in a week.
The world's best athletes will soon be descending upon the Olympic Games. Watching thousands of runners, swimmers, and gymnasts enter the stadium for the opening ceremony is electric. But then, when you think about all the people who helped those athletes succeed and get them to where they are now, that's inspiring. Nancy Jorgensen is one of those people behind the scenes. The Waukesha writer and mother tells us about raising an Olympian.
When people ask how I parented a world-class athlete, I say I created an Olympian by not trying to create an Olympian. So how did I raise my daughter, Gwen Jorgensen, to be the Rio 2016 gold medalist in triathlon? What do I recommend? Don't underestimate the quiet ones. With an outgoing older sibling, Gwen often deferred to her sister. Hamburgers or hot dogs, library or park, swing or slide, Gwen went along. Until third grade, when she discovered her passion for swimming. Then, Gwen didn't let anyone tell her how to spend her time. She would be in the pool. Practice spelling. As a high school teacher, who never dreamed Gwen would be a professional athlete, I believed academics would serve her best. So she and I practiced spelling words. Today, Gwen is no orthographer, but she usually spells correctly for her 100,000 Instagram followers. Being a sports figure in the social media age requires more than physical prowess. Be skeptical of early success. I observed parents glom onto a glimmer of talent and try to produce a star. Any attempt like that with Gwen's freestyle would have backfired. Although swimming was her favorite sport, it wasn't her strongest. She tried and failed to win a state title, then tried and failed to ignite a running career. It took her a decade to combine swim, bike, and run into triathlon. Buy a violin. Mastering Bach's Minuet in G meant working with a coach, playing in a group, and leading a group. Skills Gwen eventually applied to sports. But violin also created a distraction from Gwen's preoccupation with swimming, and I preferred a well-rounded Gwen to an obsessed Gwen. Reward assertiveness. On our commutes to orchestra, Gwen bargained. If you make me go to orchestra, then you have to take me to the YMCA to make up my swim session. I admired her dedication and, most weeks, made that extra trip to the Y. Focus on friendships. Gwen spent so many hours in the pool, I suggested she go to a movie just to have fun. Mom, she said, rolling her eyes, I am having fun. All my friends are in the pool. Then, as now, Gwen's friends were also her competitors. She still gathers inspiration from her friends' achievements. She works with competitors, so both she and they fine-tune their best. Celebrate wins. From the beginning, Gwen found fault with her races. Are you ever happy with a result, I said. Once in sixth grade I had a good race, she told me. I failed to teach her how to be happy, and only in her 20s, when a mentor coached her to celebrate the process rather than the outcome, did she discover joy. Offer to cook, clean, and babysit. At 38, Gwen is now a working mother of two boys. Her office is the pool, the road, and the world stage. I no longer make decisions for her. Now I just help out. When she travels to Yokohama or Hamburg or Havana, I fly from Wisconsin to her home in Colorado to cook, clean, and help care for Stanley and George. Gwen offers her boys an array of activities, from music to reptile camp to taekwondo to cycling. Stanley, at 6, has a penchant for bicycles and remote control cars. George, at 18 months, plays, hoards, and sleeps with Hot Wheels cars. No one suggests a professional pursuit for either of them. We just let the kids play.
Nancy Jorgensen is a writer who lives in Waukesha. She's also the mother of Gwen Jorgensen, a two-time Olympian and gold medalist in the triathlon. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Now for a side note on the Jorgensen family in Waukesha. Mom Nancy, who we just heard from, and daughter Elizabeth wrote a family memoir in 2020 called Go Gwen Go, and they talked with WPR when it came out.
It's about the different emotions that their family felt as they watched their Olympian compete.
As the support, you have no control.
That's Elizabeth, sister of 2016 Olympic gold triathlete Gwen Jorgensen.
Gwen has done all the preparation, and she's the one that can control every scenario. And we can't. We're just in the stands watching and cheering. And so I think that for me, that's hard.
Triathlon is intensely physical, testing the limits in cycling, running, and open water swimming. Nancy told us that this book project gave her a fuller picture of what Gwen went through to top the podium.
She talks a lot about suffering and that to be a top athlete, you have to suffer, and kind of the whole mindset. It's a good type of suffering, but there is physical pain, and I don't think I fully realize that, and probably still don't.
Gwen switched to marathons after winning gold in Rio. In a post on Team USA's site last year, Gwen said when reconsidering a return to triathlon, her biggest hesitation was the guilt she would feel as a mom. Would she have time to spend with her young sons?
In a recent post on her YouTube channel, Gwen reflects on last season's triathlon and motherhood highlights.
You know, I was very proud that I was able to win 4 World Cups in one season. You know, as a breastfeeding mom, you know, started racing less than 4 months postpartum. Like, those things I think I'm really proud of. And if you've ever been a woman who's had a baby, I think you'd understand that.
Gwen did not earn a spot on the USA triathlon team in the Paris Games. She critiqued her performance in a crucial race in Japan.
I had, I would say, one of my worst swims based on where I am. I was disappointed to swim, but the reality, and I think I can swim better, but the reality is I didn't.
But Gwen did uphold her values. She wrote last year, I want to show my 5-year-old that success is more than perfection. It's striving, giving our best on that day, and showing up to try.
As for what's next in racing, Gwen has a plan.
People are always like, oh, you just want to go to the Olympics and be done, and that was never it. Like, I always wanted to finish the 2024 season and go after the world championships in 2025. So that's always been on my radar.
And as a world-class athlete representing Wisconsin, Gwen Jorgensen remains one to watch out for.